Good afternoon. Coral Reef is here with you. This is the beginning of the Tangerine Dream Team show. Today is Today I am beginning to play four soundtracks that I think you will enjoy and descriptions of them. I was going to say soundtrack showcase. Thanks. A little bit delayed speech. Have you ever been in a situation such as I was today where people are out of sync with timing? Being at a traffic light on my bike as I was coming to the studio today, I noticed that the green light had turned into green from red. This was on Laurel and I think Cedar Street. There were three cars, one on each direction. Let me make that clear. And as the light would clearly turn green, a pedestrian crossed the street. I was in the bike lane myself. And both of us, bicyclist to the pedestrian, used the green light and started crossing the street. And all three, and we weren't in the traffic's way, but the other cars did not move one inch for a delayed amount of time, for maybe 20 seconds. Not one, not two, not... All three waited until, like, they were aware that there was some commotion and there was some activity, and we, the pedestrians and the people visible, made our move, where those behind in those iron boxes stayed at green light time. Which leads me into my first selection today for the soundtrack showcase. I'm going to play three of these movies are from the year 1997 and 98, and the last one was put out in 2013. The first selection I have is from the movie called The Tango List. The Buena Vista Social Club will be first, followed by The Tango Lesson. Meet Joe Black is third, and Book of Jane. I'll play these intermittently and talk a little bit. Hope you enjoy the first one from Buena Vista Social Club, right here on FRSC 101.3.
Thank you.
And you just heard Pueblo Nuevo. That was performed by then 77-year-old pianist Ruben Gonzalez. And this was part of the Buena Vista Social Club movie that was made by Rye Cooter's help. It was a members club, Havana, Cuba, Buena Vista Social Club, that held dances and musical activities, becoming a popular location for musicians to meet and play during the 40s. In the 90s, 50 years later, the club was closed, but it inspired a recording made by Cuban musical Juan de Marcos Gonzalez and American guitarist Ray Cooter with traditional Cuban musicians, some of whom were veterans who had performed at the club during the height of its popularity. Well, Ruben Gonzalez, he had a 30-year association with Enrique Yorin, the creator of the cha-cha-cha. But he had given up, this is Gonzalez, playing due to arthritis, no longer had a piano at home. He was the first one at the studio every morning, waiting for the doors to be unlocked, and once inside would rush to the piano and play. His excitement was visible as his beautiful touch returned. In the 2 days that followed the recording of this album, Ruben recorded his own debut album for World Circuit. So it's very nice. The cha-cha-cha. And next on the series, I thought I would play a selection from The Tango Lesson, the film. The Tango Lesson is about a female filmmaker named SP who discovers the tango in between bouts of writing a screenplay for Hollywood, with which she finds herself increasingly dissatisfied. She places herself under the tutelage of Pablo, an Argentinian tango dancer living in Paris. As the lessons proceed, they fall in love and strike a bargain. If he will make her a tango dancer, she will make him a movie star. He accomplishes this side of the bargain when they perform in a show, but her attempt to make a film with Pablo in Buenos Aires exposes the complexities at the heart of the story. How do you follow when your instinct is to lead? This is called The Move.
Thank you. te importa que te ame? Si tú no me quieres ya, el amor que ya ha pasado no se ve recordar. Fui la ilusión de tu vida, un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar. Si las cosas que uno quiere se pudieran alcanzar, tú me quisieras lo mismo que 20 años atrás. Con qué tristeza miramos un amor que se nos va. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad.
I'll just say a little bit about that last member. That was, that's of course, Buena Vista Social Club, and that number we heard, number 7. It's just from the soundtrack movie. You can also get it. That one was 20 años, the only woman on the album, Amaro Otunado, and she has sung with many of Havana's groups, including the all-women bands Orquesta Anaconda and Aida Diestro, but she is best known for solo bolero and feeling singer. A rare calm descended on the studio as she dictated tempo and arrangement in just 2 hours. 20 años was recorded. The song was written by Maria Teresa Vera, one of the great figures of music who died in 64, and here Omar perfectly captures her spirit. We just heard her. Following the last one I just played, I'm going to go to the tango lesson, play the number, the continuation of the first song, which I mistakenly called The Move, and is really called Now. Here is it now.
Come.
All right. Next, we are back with Buena Vista Social Club. This is a very sprightly song. More later. Hope you like that romantic ballad called Murmullo. It was accompanied by Ruben Gonzalez, and that was like for dinner club music. And so ends our section on Buena Vista Social Club. Now on more to the next two numbers. What I was starting to tell you about the tango lesson, the filmmaker, and who discovered the tango, and she gets a lesson from an Argentinian tango dancer living in Paris. Well, the number I gave you that we heard called Now in the liner notes says, I think I turned down my volume here. The first image in the script arrives fully formed, as if of its own volition, not created but found. A fashion designer without legs, his short hair dyed blonde, sits in a wheelchair, watching intently as three women, teetering in immensely high heels, slowly descend in a stone staircase. The poem goes, long black hair with a yellow dress, long fair hair with a blue dress, long red hair and a red dress. And now the next number, called Red, Yellow, Blue. SP is at her table again, writing furiously. The fashion designer hauls himself out of his wheelchair onto the low stone wall. He walks, hand over hand, gracefully, and then gestures for women to turn. They turn, wobbling horribly, but a crowd of paparazzi are calling from above, flashing and clicking furiously. The blonde turns and waves a gunshot. She falls. She falls into the dark, wintry water of the pond. SP sits motionless at the table, frozen, puts down her pencil, sighs. Very picturesque there. The next in our series is from the soundtrack Meet Joe Black, which came out in 1998, starring Brad Pitt. And I can read you a little bit about the origin of that movie. The plot is that billionaire's media mogul William Bill Parrish is considering a merger between the company and another media giant, while also about to celebrate his 65th birthday with an elaborate party being planned by his eldest daughter, Allison. He begins to hear mysterious voices, which he tries, with increasing difficulty, to ignore. His youngest daughter, Susan, is an internal medicine resident, is involved with one of Bill's board members. She's considering marriage, but her father can tell she's not madly in love. When she asks for the short version of his impassioned speech, he simply says, "Stay open. Who knows? Lightning could strike." Then Susan meets a vibrant young man in a coffee shop. She's instantly enamored, but fails to even get his name. Minutes after their encounter, but unbeknownst to her, her man is struck by multiple cars in what appears to be a fatal motor vehicle accident. Death arrives at Bill's home in the body of a young man, explaining that Bill's impassioned speech has piqued his interest. Given Bill's competence, experience, and wisdom, Death says that for as long as Bill will be his guide on Earth, he will not have to die. Making up a name on the spot, Death is introduced to the family as Joe Black. Let's listen to the first number in the soundtrack from Joe Black.
Coming up next, Informativo Pacifico.
The first number was Yes, and the second was called Everywhere Freesia. That was from Meet Joe Black. Now back to the final selection from the tango lesson. This one is Rage. It says, back in London, in the middle of the half-destroyed room, SP blows the dust from her script and begins to write again. The woman in red lies prone, face down by the green hedge. Apparently dead, the fashion designer swings down out of his wheelchair on his strong arms and reaches out gently to turn her over. But then, water dripping relentlessly onto the page. Mm-hmm. My next song from Meet Joe Black is called Death and Taxes. This is 101.3 FM. Right. And to continue on, another selection from Meet Joe Black. This one is Someone Else. Thank you. to cast in Meet Joe Black, Brad Pitt as Joe Black, Anthony Hopkins, William Parrish. We have little bit of time left, and I want to go on to the last soundtrack that I provided today, which is the most recent one, which came out in 2013. It was produced and written by Antero Ali, and the tour for this movie is still on. It will be shown in Berkeley soon. The Book of Jane is a very unusual esoteric kind of movie. The synopsis of the film goes as follows. Alice, which is played by Marianne Shine, a professor of comparative religion, is writing a book exalting the ancient values of pre-Hellenic goddess mythologies. And one day she meets Jane by Luna Olcott, an enigmatic older woman who roams the university campus, sleeps under a bridge, and rattles Alice with her disturbing insights. Alice is also amused to her, and Liv and her live-in partner, Colette Madeline H.D. Brown, an inspired artist who paints goddess portraits. When Colette hears about Jane, she encourages a reluctant Alice to invite her over for dinner. The Book of Jane is an urban fable of a feminine initiation for three women attempting to embody the values of an ancient culture, but at a deep cost none of them expected. This piece I'm going to play is called Ad Astra, followed by, Fire Eyes, and then to end the show will be called Sorrow from the Book of Jane. Thank you. Join me again at 6 p.m. tonight for the second part of the Tangerine Dream Team show. This is Coral Reef, and do go to our website and communicate with us. We need your help, so please go with a PayPal donation to freakradio.org. You can also mail anything to P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, 95061. Thanks for listening. This is your radio station in Santa Cruz, California. Bye now.